Microsoft conducted an extensive search to find just the right person to lead the company. In the end, it reached into its own ranks for its third CEO since the company started in 1975. Today, Satya Nadella was named head of the Mammoth Tech Company. Michaela Wickham reports on why this change is important.
Nadella will replace Steve Ballmer, who announced he would leave the company in the next 12 months. Tech industry analysts say Nadella is a standout choice for multiple reasons. He was born and raised in India, came to the United States after college, and joined Microsoft at the age of 24. Technology expert Naomi Moneypenny says Nadella is a great choice.
I think it's very important that he has some of that technical experience and that he has cultural awareness of other things.
The 46-year-old Nadella led Microsoft's move to the cloud, pushing the company to an internet-based future, and supporting products that would use the company's ubiquitous business software. There has been more shuffling at the top echelon. John Thompson will be the chairman of the board, with company co-founder Bill Gates leaving that position. Moneypenny says Bill Gates' influence will be focused in a different arena.
What's incredible is to look at what he's been doing, you know, for HIV victims, for malaria, for, you know, just general things in terms of being able to actually empower other people who are, you know, in different countries and different circumstances than ourselves.
Gates is now a technology advisor and will remain a member of Microsoft's board. As it says in a big font on Microsoft's website, our industry does not respect tradition, it only respects innovation.
It lets them preserve the Microsoft culture. It lets them continue to focus in the areas that they think are core strengths, and yet it introduces enough change that will hopefully satisfy shareholders that have been concerned the company has grown stagnant.
The online element may play to the strengths of Nadella, who led the creation of Microsoft's internet and cloud services. The challenge for Nadella is whether to keep Microsoft at the forefront of innovative devices. The tablet, Surface, and its latest rollout of its operating system were less than stellar. And despite the big change, Gates and Ballmer will still be Microsoft's largest shareholders. Michaela Wickham, Annenberg Radio News.